Tiger fans, you've probably seen Fort Hays State University license plates on vehicles around town. These official State of Kansas Tiger tags not only show your Tiger pride, but they also support student scholarships. Getting your own Tiger tag is quick, easy, and every tag generates money for student scholarships. Visit fhsualumni.com/drive or contact the alumni office to learn more. Again, that's fhsualumni.com/drive. Go Tigers!
It's time for Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network. Tiger Talk, live from Tiger Club inside the Robbins Center on the Fort Hays State Campus, is brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors: Golden Belt Bank of Hays and Ellis, banking one story at a time; the Hays Med Orthopedic Institute, expertise, technology, compassion, all right here; Adams Brown, strategic allies and CPAs, going above and beyond for you; BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Mass City, and Pratt. BTI, our family in partnership with your family. The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Since 1970, you've never had it so good. And Eagle, our community connected. Tiger Talk with the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And a good afternoon and welcome back to Tiger Talk. We are live at the Robbins Center on the Fort Hays State University campus, part of Tiger Club. Good to have you back with us here today after no program last week due to a conflict with the building here. But we're back, back down to just three shows remaining. We'll be back here next Wednesday, and then on the 17th will be our final program for the 2023-2024 school year. So we're certainly glad to have you with us. Glad to have you with us on KJLS today as we bring the program to you live because of Royals baseball over on KAYS. We'll be back on KAYS for the final two programs of the year. We've got some golf to talk about. Seth Kincaid, men's coach, will join us here in a little bit. Gerald DeBoer will be with us later on in the program. Talk about the women's team. Adrian Pilkington with Fort Hays State softball and Justin Wickard with Fort Hays State baseball will be along on the program here today. Speaking of softball, a schedule change, if you haven't noticed it yet, with the weather forecast, maybe a little bit rainy on Saturday. They've bumped up their doubleheader, so they will now play Emporia State tomorrow afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock start out at Tiger Stadium, and then on Friday at 1 o'clock, a doubleheader with the Washburn Ichabods. So they'll play Thursday and Friday now at home for Fort Hays State softball, and we'll have the doubleheader tomorrow with Emporia State over on KAYS, our coverage beginning at 1:40, and we'll have Tiger baseball for you on KAYS, or actually right here on Tiger Radio Mix 103.3 on Friday as the Tigers take on Northwest Missouri State in their series opener. So that kind of gets you up to date a little bit. Of course, you can go to fhsuathletics.com for all of the other sports updates. Track and field had a good showing. They were all over the place, so not enough time to get into all of their detailed results, but they were at a lot of different venues last weekend, and you can find all of that at fhsuathletics.com. Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition invite you to join. Tiger fans with a plan. If you're going to be drinking, always designate a sober driver. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk some men's golf. Seth Kincaid joins us next. You're listening to Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
There is freedom in movement, and Hays Med Orthopedic Institute helps you regain your best moves. As one of America's top 20 rural hospitals, Hays Med offers the most comprehensive orthopedic care in western Kansas, complete with quality outcomes and our four-star patient experience. From joint and spine surgery to sports medicine, rehab therapy, and more, we are here to help you move freely. No need to travel far. Learn more at haysmed.com/orthopedics.
This is Eric Flack, CEO at First Care Clinic in Hays, where your health is our top priority. Welcoming new medical patients ages 2 and up, we are your home for compassionate, quality care. We tailor to your healthcare experience with 7 primary care providers across our 2 convenient locations, plus our express care and in-house pharmacy. We accept all commercial insurance and offer a sliding fee scale for uninsured patients. First Care Clinic, where first-class care is a promise. Visit us online at firstcareclinic.com or give us a call, 785-621-4990.
This is Colby Shippers with Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes. I'm sure you know that if you need an alternator, battery, transmission, or even a new engine, we are your go-to place. Did you know we also have any kind of tool and equipment that you would need? We have portable fans, toolboxes, air compressors, service jacks, engine hoists, welding supplies, power washers, car cleaning, detail supplies, shop brooms, shop vacs, grease guns, socket sets, power drills, drill bits, and even nuts and bolts. So basically, anything you need. Keeping you on the road since, well, forever. That's Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes.
April is Safe Digging Month. Before you dig for any reason, to plant a tree or even put in fence posts, call 811 to find out if there are underground utilities below. Calling 811 two business days before you need to dig helps you avoid damaging buried utilities. And best of all, 811 is a free service. Be safe and call 811 first. A safety message from Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative making energy work for you.
Short center field for out number two. It's one hard down the left field line. It is a fair ball off the wall. One run will score. Kreitzer will hold at third. It'll be an RBI double for Ural, and it's 6-3. Yeah, some of the action from last Wednesday, the Tigers taking on the Newman Jets. They'll be back in action Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out at Larks Park. Big three-game set with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. Pack the park on a Friday night. We'll talk more about that as we move along in the program. But right now, we're going to talk some golf, men's golf specifically. Seth Kincaid with the men's program joining us. And the Tigers, spring season off and running. Off and running, and it's really winding down. It's amazing. You look at it, not too much, too many more events left on the schedule. You've had three about every other weekend you've been on the road and getting after it. And by and large, pretty good spring season, it looks like, for your guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, Gerard. Thanks for having me. Yeah, like you said, it's the spring season is very fast and furious. Don't have a whole lot of time to catch our breath. We had started over spring break, had one tournament, took a couple weeks off, and now we're in the middle of 4 weeks in a row. Stretch. So we've been playing these last 2 weeks back home this week, and then we've got two more, like you said, to finish off the year, finishing up with the conference championships. But spring season, you know, we're this area, obviously with all the other spring sports. You already talked about softball schedule changes, so weather here in the Midwest with outdoor sports, we're not able to start quite as early. So we got to pack in as many tournaments as we can in a pretty short span.
I know we talked to you last time. You do a little bit more in the fall when it seems the weather is a little bit more conducive. In the spring, it's so hit and miss. In the three you've had so far at the Hillcat Classic, hosted by Rogers State, finished fourth. We're 8 at the NSIC Conference Preview and in Blue Springs, and then just back from Monkey Island, Oklahoma, the showdown at Shangri-La. I know that's a really cool place, the Shangri-La Golf Club and Resort. You finished 11th there, 7th out of the MIAA schools. Just maybe an overview. Obviously, you've placed high and have done pretty well so far in the three tournaments this spring season.
Yeah, we've had a good spring. Team scores are right around what we've had all this year. Some really good individual results. If I could get a little bit more on the back end of our lineup, it would help out quite a bit. But everybody's had some individual rounds here and there where we've shown some really good signs of playing well. If we could just put it together over a 36 hole or 54 hole tournament, then we'd definitely be in business. Our team average right now is right at 298 for the whole year, and that's about what it is this fall. Over the last 15 plus years, we've never had a team average below 300, and so we're shooting really good scores. It's just the competition's really tough and just keeps getting better in our region. But like you said, the Hillcat, we were fourth out of 8 teams. Cooper Sheck, a sophomore transfer from Dodge City, he was on the all tournament team. At that tournament, he finished tied for 6th. He was, I think, 3 over across the 3 rounds. We were tied for 1st after the first round. We were 2 under as a team for the whole round. Over the last 15 years, we've never had an even par or an under par round in any tournament over the last 15 years. Now we've had 3 so far this year. And that was that 2 under round. We shot a 286 as a team. We had 2 players that were 1 under par and 2 players that shot even par. So our team score was 2 under. And so that's the best round we've had that I can find over the last 15 plus years. Then the last week over in Kansas City at the NSIC preview, like I said, we were eighth out of 18 teams. It was a pretty big field. Jackson Rader, a junior from Marysville, Kansas, he was our leader at that one. He was two over for the tournament, 12th place out of over 100 golfers. His first round, he was one under par. Second day, we showed up. The women were just north of Kansas City up in St. Joseph. They canceled their second day because of cold weather. We played. It was 23 degrees, and it was sleeting when we teed off.
Great golf weather.
But we stuck it out. We actually moved up a couple places in the standings. The guys played really well. Our second round, day two scores were better than our first round scores. So I think they were not focused on golf as much. They're more focused on survival. Took their mind off of it a little bit.
Understandable.
Then this last week down there at Shangri-La, like you said, it's a fun place. The guys always love going there. It's a little different in the spring than it is in the fall. The grass and stuff is dormant, and everything's a little bit different. The wind, like I said, just like Kansas City, day one was really nice. Day two was a lot colder, a north wind. It changes the course quite a bit. We played a lot better on the second day. We had the fourth best round out of the whole tournament on the second day. There was 18 teams. We're the second best round out of all of our conference teams there on that third round on the second day. So if we could put that together, you know, throughout an entire tournament, we can compete with just about anybody out there. Cooper Scheck again led us at this last tournament. Yesterday was actually his birthday.
Okay.
He played really well. He shot two under in his first round. Tied for 14th. He was four over for the tournament. It was one of those conference events where all the teams get together. So he got some conference points for that. Right now he's in 17th place individually in the conference. And so the top 15, that's how we determine our all conference standing. So a good showing from him at conference here in a couple of weeks, and he'll earn all conference, which is a good honor. It's a tough league. Yeah. It's a great accomplishment to get on that all conference team. We had one player on there last year, so he has a good chance to join that again this year.
Sounds like what you're saying is your guys thrive in bad weather. We don't want to wish for bad weather. I think we're all sick of it. But your guys seem to play well in it for whatever reason. And I guess some teams maybe. I mean, it's more of a challenge, and maybe they're just more used to it because a lot of your guys, I'm sure, have dealt with that their whole golf careers.
Exactly. Yeah, they're majority of them are Western Kansas kids, so they play high school golf in the spring. And so they've been, you know, playing competitive rounds this time of year for, you know, 10 plus years. And so they're definitely used to it. And we practice in the wind all the time out here, obviously. And so some of the other teams that maybe don't have that quite as much on a day in and day out basis, it could be definitely a little bit of an advantage for our guys.
Well, let's talk about this weekend. You'll be going to Topeka April 8th, the Washburn Invitational at Firekeeper north of Topeka. Great golf course. Maybe a preview there. Is this another one of those conference events where everybody will be there, or what's the field going to look like?
There's quite a few conference teams. It's not a designated conference event, so I think there's 6 or 7 of the 10 teams will be there. They did some big renovations at Topeka Country Club. Normally they host there in town, but they're not able to do that this semester, and so they're going just up north of the of town up there at Firekeeper. A lot of our guys have played it. They hosted a Kansas amateur, a lot of tournaments and things like that in years past. So a lot of our guys have played it. And so they're familiar with the course, and so that'll be nice. It's not a course that they're showing up to and playing for the first time. But we've never played any tournaments there. But it'll be a good field. They get golf carts for this one, so they're excited about that. They don't have to walk. Just how the course is laid out, how spread out it is. In order to play our two rounds on right. that first day, it would be virtually impossible to walk that golf course twice. And so And then the other part of that is it's 1 week before our conference championships, and so the Washburn coach didn't want to have everybody all worn out 1 week before conference. And so that's probably what the guys are most excited about is getting to ride in golf carts.
Hey, I can relate with that. We're always excited we can ride. And then the MIAA championships coming up. That'll be at Shoal Creek in Kansas City, Missouri, on the 15th through the 17th. And you said, golf in the MIAA, you look at the Oklahoma schools, have always been strong. Central Missouri, Washburn, they've all had good teams. This is kind of a mini national tournament, mini regional, just if the conference tournament, like we see in so many sports.
Yep, absolutely. No, it's a tough league. A lot of really good teams right now. I think We've got five or six teams that are in the top 10 in the region. This is a great golf course there just north of Kansas City and Liberty. They hosted their regional, this regional, a couple, maybe 2 years ago. And so it's a really good golf course, and they can set it up pretty tough. And so we're excited to get to have conference there. We had the opportunity to play there, just a preview to go over there and take a look at it for the first time while we were there in Kansas City for that NSIC tournament just a couple weeks ago. And so got the lay of the land a little bit to see what some of the holes are like, and to get an idea of what it's going to play like here in just a couple of weeks. But it'll be a good test. Head to head, we have head to head victories over, let's see, seven of the nine other MIAA teams at some point throughout this year. And so we know we can play with just about anybody in the league. And the nice part about that is it's 18 holes each day, as long as weather allows. Right. And so we don't have that 36 hole grinder day. And so if we can, stay locked in and focused and, compete over those 18 holes 3 days in a row, we know we can compete with just about anybody.
Sounds pretty good. Should be a lot of fun. And then regionals after that, that'll be hosted down in Edmond by Central Oklahoma, and, hopefully get some guys into that and a chance to continue their seasons. But you just got to be happy with this group, the improvement. You've touched on all the numbers. You can see it on the stat sheets. These guys just keep getting better and better, and by and large, a young group that you'll have most back next year.
Yep, absolutely. We've just got one senior, Tanner Copeland. He's finishing up his COVID fifth year with us, and he's been a great asset for our team for the last four. He didn't play his freshman year, redshirted that COVID year, but he's actually on Monday he will play in his 100th
wow.
round as a Tiger. So that's definitely quite an accomplishment. So he's been a big asset for us. But that's our, like you said, the only senior that we have on our team. So four of our five guys that have been traveling with us most of this year, we'll be back next year. Got a couple guys that are redshirting this year that have done a lot of good work on the course and preparing for the opportunity to compete for us and provide some good rounds for us this next year, and hoping to bring in a couple new pieces for next year as well.
Sounds good. Seth, as always, we appreciate it. Best of luck in that Firekeeper and then at the MIAA Championships. And while you're here, just a thank you from me. A lot of folks know you're one of the sports information directors, along with Ryan Prickett, the sports information director at Fort Hays State, and just all the great work you do in that realm when you wear your SID cap, making certainly helping us out on the radio side, broadcasting games, making us sound like we know what we're talking about. It's because of you guys doing all the work behind the scenes. But wanted to thank you for that and all the great work this season, and best of luck on the course here these last few tournaments.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Gerard. Thank you for all you do for us.
There you go.
Thanks,
everybody. You bet. That's Seth Kincaid, golf coach at Fort Hays State. Again, they will be in action here the next couple of times out of Topeka and the MIAA Championships. Tiger Talk brought to you today by BTI, your John Deere dealer. Locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt. BTI, our family in partnership with your family. We'll talk softball with Adrian Pilkington next. This is Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
Regardless of where you call home or where you want to call home, that's a story to share with Golden Belt Bank. Because when you share with us your home ownership dreams, you take a big step toward achieving them. Visit goldenbeltbank.com to connect with our mortgage team today. Golden Belt Bank. One story at a time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The most dependable and respected plumbing and mechanical systems provider in our area for 75 years, the Glassman Corporation. They have a long history of large projects and resolving building problems. They're the experts for commercial and residential heating, AC, plumbing, and geothermal systems, and they specialize in applied chillers and boilers of all types. Glassman has techs on the road all over the region every day. Call Glassman Corporation, 1-800-662-4318. That's 1-800-662-4318 and at glassmancorp.com.
If you haven't heard, land is in demand. Hi, this is Mitch Keeley, your local Whitetail Properties land specialist in central and western Kansas. If you've ever considered selling your farm, ranch, or hunting land, now is the time to give us a call. I would love to talk with you about why landowners trust us to uniquely market and sell their land quickly for the best price possible. If you're interested in buying or selling land, give me a call at 785-259-0492 or visit whitetailproperties.com.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Here's the first offering, line to left field. That'll be down and in for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Around third is Saavedra. Here will score. Here comes Kreitzer to throw to the plate. Not in time. It's a two-run, two-out double for Jose Cintron. And just like a night ago, the Tigers get two in the bottom of the first inning and lead it 2-0. Some of the action from last weekend at home with Missouri Western. We'll be talking baseball here in just a little bit. Justin Wickert will join us, previewing another big weekend series at Larks Park for the Tigers. Right now, we're going to talk a little softball. Head coach Adrian Pilkington with us. But first, we need to remind you that the program today brought to you by the Taco Shop. Whether you order by phone, use their handy app, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, you've never had it so good. The Taco Shop, a Hayes tradition since 1970. Adrian Pilkington with the Tiger softball team joins us. Fort Hays State 16-16 right now overall, 2-8 in the conference, and it's been a little while since we've talked to you. I think we've talked 20, you've played 20 times since you were last on here, and it's kind of been a bit of a roller coaster. You'll get on a roll and then you won't, and then you get on a roll, and you had a rough weekend last week against two really good teams on the road at Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State. Just maybe an overview since we talked to you last about this season so far.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're right. We have had some ups and downs. We've had some really good games, some not so good ones. I think our pitching has been really consistent, and you know, I just commend our staff for going out there and giving us a chance every single game because they're throwing well. You know, it seems like most of the time our games are decided between a timely hit between teams and who can grab that a little bit quicker. But you know, we're just trying to focus on getting a little bit better run production from our offense right now. You know, if we do a good job and get Peyton on base, we've got a good chance there between 1-2. If we can score her early, it seems like that gives our offense a whole lot more confidence going in through the rest of the game where, you know, if our pitchers have to hold us tight through 5, 6, 7 innings, you know, that's where it seems like a seeing eyeball hits for the other team or just something little sparks a rally, and it's just hard to kind of get your offense going again.
Are you surprised it's been a struggle on offense? Because it looked like some of your bats last year are maybe starting to turn a corner, but you look at some of the numbers, they're not quite what they were last season. Are you surprised maybe that it's been the struggle it's been at times?
It's a puzzling situation, really, because we do have some averages that are significantly better than the previous year. You know, we have some kids that are really performing offensively for us, and then we have a couple bats that are down that, you know, we're just counting on, and that's a little bit hard to kind of be able to spark things when you hit a certain spot in the lineup and it's just those kids are struggling to find hits. So, you know, I wish I had a great answer for that question, but I don't. I think we have some good kids that are doing a good job and putting up good numbers for us, and I think we just need to do a better job hitting throughout the lineup.
We'll talk more about this past weekend. Tough stretch down it in Joplin against Missouri Southern, and then two close ones there, and then Pitt State, who's having just a remarkable season. You were on a bit of a skid. I think you'd lost something like 6 or 7 in a row, but then you came back home, and you got the sweep of Rockers. You had an extra inning win, and it seemed to spark you a little bit and give you a little bit momentum right now.
Yeah, I think it just got us a little bit back on track. You know, we had that, like 7-game skid, and then we went 6-for-7. We won 6 out of 7 and got ourselves kind of in a good place to go compete. And you know, it's just once you hit conference, it's just really tough. I mean, it's like any other year. Like I said, we have 4 teams that are in the top 25, and last weekend we got to play one of them that was ranked 11, and then Missouri Southern, who's receiving votes. So we knew we were going to have to play really well, and I do feel like mostly those games did come down to a timely hit. Even the Pitt State game, that the score got a little bit out of hand at the end. We were 0-5, and you know, really, we're pitching it well. We were playing good defense. We just could not seem to find a way to score a run.
Yeah, Pitt's having a great season, ranked 11th in the country. And as you said, it looks bad losing that game 8-0, but you said you were right there. And it kind of showed the firepower they have. But by and large, your pitchers did a pretty good job against them because they've been just pounding the ball against everybody.
Yeah, no, Savannah threw a really great game. I mean, she did. She held them. She gave up one home run in the fifth inning, and that was it. And it just kind of got caught up in the wind. And then going into the sixth, it was just like a couple little seeing eye hits. The two slappers kind of just punched one in, and they were able to beat it out. And then they had a single to short, and then one that got through the 5-6 hole. So they did not, you know, have a ton of firepower against her. They just found some holes that we didn't.
Yeah, and that's, you get into conference play, the margin for error is pretty narrow. And the Southern games, 5-2 and 4-3, I mean, you were right there, obviously, as you said, a team receiving votes and one hit here or there, or maybe one less hit here or there for them, and it could have been a whole different story.
Yeah, I mean, we set ourselves up to win that second game. We went into the seventh inning, and we were tied 3-3, and we ended up having the bases loaded and just could not plate that run. I do give their catcher credit because their pitcher was struggling a little bit, and she did just a great job but not letting anything get by her on a couple balls that I think we could have taken home on. But, you know, they came to play, and I felt like we did too. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, again, sometimes they come out on top.
You mentioned, you know, hitting. It's been kind of a frustrating. Is there any certain pitches? Or, I mean, obviously, as you said, if you could figure it out, you would figure it out and you'd take care of it. But is there certain situations that have really been a problem area this season?
Just all the questions I've asked myself for the last month and a half. You know, we're streaky. You know, we have some kids that'll go on a run and have a great stretch and hit really well, and then they'll go quiet for a little while. And I think we need to do a little bit better job of just being situational at the plate. You know, we had an opportunity in that Southern game to score that run. Actually, Sarah hit a double, and we had a runner on first base, and our base runner just sat just a little bit too long on that ball waiting to make sure that it got down. You know, which is great. I guess you want to make sure, but I think we could have gotten her home. That would have gotten a run. So it's just like little tiny things where sometimes we do give ourselves a chance offensively, and maybe we're just not quite executing properly.
You touched on the pitching, being really happy with them. What's been the most area of improvement for your staff? Because you had these arms a year ago, and you could see they took a step last year in the right direction. They seem to build off that going into the season.
They just keep getting better. I mean, they're not dominating by any means, but they are so consistent, and they go out there every single game and compete and keep us within, you know, 0-3 runs every single game. And it's tough because they know, I mean, they feel the pressure of that offense not really producing quite as well as we need them to. And so they're just going out there every single pitch and just trying to compete every single time they get to throw the ball. And, you know, I definitely have to commend them because it is so hard to be consistent when you constantly feel like you have to hold the other team to zero.
Well, you're back at home, and as we mentioned, schedule change. Your schedule shows Friday, Saturday doubleheaders. It's now Thursday, Friday, Emporia State tomorrow at 2, Washburn Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and a nice stretch of home games here for your squad. And you look up until those final two weekends on the road, you've got a nice stretch of home games, and hopefully just what the doctor ordered for your team, you can get on a roll because you look at it, trying to get into the conference tournament, outside looking in, but obviously a lot of softball left and a lot of great opportunities to change all of that here in the next 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of games left, a lot of winnable games, and it's nice that finally we get another little home stretch, and that's where we kind of got right the first time. We got some home games, and we were able to sleep in our own bed and know our routines a little bit better, and the schedule changes, I mean, doesn't really affect them a whole lot.
Right.
I think just being able to be here and then have them having to come play, you know, at our house, and, you know, we have a little bit different layout of a field. We have a little bit bigger outfield fence, so, you know, sometimes those pop-ups don't go out. You really got to work for them here at our stadium, so I think that helps us definitely on the pitching side of things too.
Emporia State tomorrow, a little scouting report on the Hornets. I know they're ahead of you in the standings. You seem to always have some pretty good battles when you hook up with them, and obviously it's a rivalry-type situation between the two schools. What to expect tomorrow from the Hornets?
Yeah, they're pretty dynamic on the offensive side. They like to run, so that's something we need to do a good job of keeping their speed off of the bases and making sure that there's a couple kids in their lineup we need to pitch a little bit carefully. But I think we pitched – better than them statistically. We field better than them. And so I think on the offensive side, other than them having a couple kids that are faster than us, I think it should be a really good battle.
You mentioned the fielding, knock on wood, but your team has been really solid in the field this year. That's been one of the not that it was a problem area in the past, but they've been really, really good out on the defensive side of things.
Yeah, I mean, even coming off of last year and those kids finally just get a little bit more experience under their belt. But, yeah, defensively, you know, that's kind of the name of our game. We're going to pitch it, and we're going to play defense, and we're going to scrap for our runs right now. So that's just kind of who we are.
Sound like Fort Hays State men's basketball with Coach Johnson. Your offices are close to one another. You must be rubbing off.
We probably have a lot in common.
It sounds a lot like his team. All right, Washburn on Friday. They're ranked 24th, so another nationally ranked opponent. I know in the past they've been able to bop the ball a little bit. What are the Ichabods like this year?
You know, I think they're a good matchup for us. We always play good games against them, and sometimes I think that's really what it comes down to. You know, it's like Southern for us. They tend to hit our pitching a little bit better than other people, so that's not always the most favorable matchup. But I feel good going into Washburn. You know, we have a good game plan. We know what we need to do to attack their pitching staff and give ourselves a chance on the offensive side of the ball. But they're going to do it all. They're going to play well. They're going to pitch well. And, we just have to do our part.
You know, you look at your team, you're kind of in the same last couple of years, the same situation as far as where you are in the conference standings, trying to get into the tournament. 2 years ago, got close. In fact, two straight years got close, just on the outside looking in. They figured out a way to get in last year. That's got to bode well, I would think, just having that experience. And then last year, doing what it took to get into the conference tournament with what's left on the schedule, I would think that would bode well for your squad, just having that experience and been through that several times.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're used to, just kind of having to scrap for our final seed there at the end. But, you know, I like our schedule coming up. I mean, I like some of the games that we have left. We've knocked out some really tough teams. Missouri Western's really good. Obviously, Missouri Southern and Pitt are really good. So we got a couple of those out of the way. Of course, we would have liked to take a couple games in there, but we have some winnable games coming up as long as we just kind of put it together.
All right, sounds good. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Tigers at Emporia State, and then Friday at 1 o'clock, 24th-ranked Washburn Ichabods come into town. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you out at the ballpark tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, sir, thank you.
There you go. That's Adrian Pilkington of the Fort Hays State softball team. Again, we'll have the doubleheader tomorrow over on KAYS. Our coverage beginning at 1:40 with the Auto World pregame show. Tiger Talk brought to you this afternoon by Golden Belt Bank. Your life has a story. Golden Belt Bank wants to get to know that story. Golden Belt Bank of Hays and Ellis. Visit them at goldenbeltbank.com. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some baseball. Justin Wickard joins us next. This is Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
At BTI, we pride ourselves on providing quality John Deere equipment and customer support. Since 1944, BTI has been serving farmers and commercial operators with mowers, tractors, and compact construction equipment at an affordable price. As a leader in the ag industry, BTI offers complete technology solutions so our farmers can help keep America running. Experience the BTI difference for yourself.
Call on BTI.
Our family in partnership with your family.
Did you know April is National Stress Awareness Month? Well, I'm well aware of my stress. I'm also aware that when I eat tacos, my stress goes down. On special right now at the Taco Shop, chicken quesadilla, $4.49, pork burrito, $4.09, and the Sanchez is $3.89. Reduce your stress. Order from the Taco Shop. Then you don't have to worry about cooking for supper.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. Come to the Taco Shop.
BTI John Deere is honored to support local high school seniors pursuing a career in an ag-related field. Do you know a high school senior who displays high integrity, ethical standards, and a strong commitment to their family and community? Their annual scholarship program offers $1,000 awards to winning candidates. Visit btiequip.com or reach out to your local BTI to learn more. Applications for BTI's 2024 scholarship program close April 10th. BTI, our family in partnership with your family.
Regardless of where you call home or where you want to call home, that's a story to share with Golden Belt Bank. Because when you share with us your homeownership dreams, you take a big step toward achieving them. Visit goldenbeltbank.com to connect with our mortgage team today. Golden Belt Bank. One story at a time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's
3-1. Kreitzer hits it straight away center. Berubin going back. He's at the warning track. It is gone! A home run for Brady Kreitzer. His ninth of the year to straightaway center field. It's a two-run blast, and the Tigers have a 4-0 lead. Yeah, more of the action from last week. Fort Hays State and Missouri Western State out at Larks Park. Tigers gearing up for another big home series starting Friday with Pack the Park against Northwest Missouri State. Tiger Talk brought to you today by the Hays Med Orthopedic Institute, the most comprehensive orthopedic care in Western Kansas. Learn more at haysmed.com/orthopedics. We're joined now by Fort Hays State head baseball coach Justin Wickard. I guess kind of the same boat, a little up, a little down since we talked to you last time. You had a tough skid on the road against some really good baseball teams, number 2 Central Missouri and at Central Oklahoma. Had a tough one last Wednesday, losing 6-4 to Newman in your midweek series with the Jets, but then bounced back, took 2 out of 3 from Missouri Western. Certainly in a position to win all three, but it was nice to get back into the win column and really played some pretty good baseball this weekend back at home against the Griffins.
Yeah, it was a lot better weekend. I thought we did a pretty good job, especially in the first and last game. The second game, we were definitely in the game to win there. We'd covered that they run the squeeze. I probably should have done a better job of making sure I didn't catch Cade Flaherty out of the full windup right there. That can't happen. And they execute a double squeeze on us and punch across a couple runs, get some momentum, and then hit a home run, and we just couldn't get momentum back after that. But all three games were winnable. Before that, going on the road, we faced a couple better teams right now than us, very competitive. We made some errors. We were having struggle getting the bats going. Just staying confident and understand the process, and that we got to execute the process and not abandon the approach. And we did that for a while. I think the Newman game was remnants of coming off of that and just getting guys back out there, get ready to compete again. And we did. We had a good weekend behind it. So,
yeah, you know, it's interesting. You go just looking at Central Missouri, you lose 13-0 in game one. That's misleading. You were right there. Kate came out and gave you a good start, gave you a chance in that one. And then the wheels, you had a couple of errors, and then the wheels just fell off. And Central can do that, and they do it to a lot of teams and run away with it. The middle game, you lose 9-4 right there in that one. And then same thing on Sunday, it kind of got away from you a little bit. Those scores look a little bit misleading, but a good team like that, things just kind of got away from you.
I thought a lot of guys actually pitched it well. What happens in there is you get there and you're going, okay, well, we're getting down. We're not playing clean defense. Why am I going to beat this guy up and continue to run pitch count up in this point of the year on him? And so you go to the bullpen and you're giving some opportunities out to see what guys can do so that we knew we were going to come back into a midweek game there against Newman. And we wanted to have some arms available for it. So some of the scores reflect that decision, but you got to be able to make those decisions if you want to have a chance to put yourself in a position to be successful. So.
Absolutely. You touched on the Newman game, 6-4 finale, and probably frustrating in a sense you beat them so bad the first time you played them. But as you said, pity party is not the right word, but maybe it's just some guys feeling sorry after what happened the last two road trips and kind of had to work themselves out of a funk. But that was frustrating in that regard, I would think.
Yeah, it goes into that. You're going there and they're frustrated, and it's like you're a good hitter. You face good pitching and they beat you a couple games. Like, you can't carry it over. You can't get down on yourself, and you got to continue to work and make adjustments and improve. And, behind that game, they came out and they did it. It's just one of those things. You got a lot of new guys in a team and you're trying to put it all together, and it takes some time, but I think that they're starting to trend in the right direction. It's exciting to get out there and play the rest of these games.
Well, it's funny because, baseball, you talk about it be a crazy game. You face the same pitcher you faced 2 weeks ago in Wichita, and ran him out early in the game, and he comes back and goes 5+ and had one of his better pitching games of his career against you. Just kind of shows you baseball can be funny that way sometimes.
Yeah, we jumped on some pitches whenever we played at third place, and we watched some of those pitches, and then we chased some pitches we shouldn't have chased that we laid off of whenever we were at third place. It can go either direction. When guys are struggling a little bit, they can either get passive or they can get over aggressive, and we had a little bit of both going on. So
3 out of 4 from Western. I guess what makes the middle game when you lose it so tough, you jumped out to that 4-0 lead and looked like you were going to, keep the bats going and give them credit. They found a way to battle back and take the lead. You tied it up and they scored some runs late. But as we said, good series, good to get back on track. Defense was better, hit the ball better, and the pitching. You had two really good starts, two complete games. I'm not sure the last time Fort Hays State's had two complete games in the same conference series, but you did that this past weekend.
Yeah, Ty does what Ty does. He walks out there and he competes, and he's going to go out there and bulldog it. You know, we talked a little bit in there about pitch efficiency and trying to keep pitch count down and just attacking early, and we'll take some early contact and get quicker out so he can throw that whole game knowing where we were with the pitching staff. And then Flair struggled a little bit, but I know he's been beaten up. He still walked out to the mound. He's been phenomenal all year. He's competed. His record does not show what he's brought to the table. We look forward to keep on running out there because he is going to win. And then went back to a freshman that started off the season great for us, Espinoza. And he started off a little slow, but he also, I mean, he's a freshman, right? He starts off the year and he's going really good, and then he sees a good hitting team, and then he gets frustrated and gets a little bit intimidated. And it's one of those things. We went up and I talked to him in the bullpen, and I said, you know, you got some of the best stuff on the staff. You're just a decision away. And it took him that first inning to get out there, and you kind of got to see all three phases of where he's doing enough to try to get by and get out of that inning, and then he starts competing to all of a sudden he's a winner out there, you know, and he's this is my game. And I go, yeah, obviously, you know, you're 95 pitches going in the ninth, go finish it. So he did a phenomenal job for us. It was good to have him back.
Yeah, gave up three in the first, and then I think he went through a stretch. He gave up two hits for like six or seven innings. He was really, really good, and nice for him to get the complete game. And you know, baseball this day and age, it's hard to do, but you can see that fire. He was excited about it, and when you gave him the ball back there in the ninth inning, took care of business and didn't really let them have any glimmer of hope in that one.
Yeah, and he was in the situation to actually have a complete game earlier in the year when I took him out and looked at him. I was like, now's not the time. You know, it's a pitch count. It's early. We're going to keep you healthy. And then we get in the part of the year where we need it, and he's doing the job, so we let him go and do it.
Another freshman, Chavez, pitched for you the other day, and it was in that loss, but showed some improvement from some of these young arms from what he had done earlier in the year. That was good to see that.
It is. It's not only is it going to help us out this year, but that becomes the future of the pitching staff here in a couple of years. And he's gotten better every time out. You know, they tried to run some stuff on him first and third. He shut it down, didn't panic at all, stayed composed, came into a situation first and third, didn't give up a run there, got us back in, gave us a chance. And besides a ball that got to the backstop, you know, he only given up like one other run, and that's huge strides for a freshman to make there. So.
I want to ask you, there's a situation in the game, the middle game, you lose. They had runners on. They tried to coax you into a double steal, and you guys handled it perfectly three times. You don't see that very often. It's a play you see from Little League on up through college, and it a lot of times works. And then eventually they tried to steal, and you threw the guy out of the plate. An incredible stretch of defense there by everybody working together to shut that down. Eventually got a run out of the guy down at the plate.
Yeah, we got different plays we run in that scenario, depending on what the score is. It's one of those deals where we were at in that game. It was we need an out, but we don't want to just give them passage to second base right, where there's two runs that can score. And, you know, you slow it down because you're trying to cause chaos there. You're trying to get a bad throw. You're trying to get somebody to panic or start a chase. And it would have been nice to have got the out at first when we walk them back. But you know what? If they start or they end where they started off, we're okay with it, you know. Make them hit the runs in, so.
Yeah, handled it well. It was fun to watch. All right, Northwest Missouri State for three. Another big series starting Friday. Pack the park. Kurt Van Still Night out at the ballpark. Certainly invite everybody to come on out for that one. Always a fun event, but a big series. I mean, you look right now, you're in the top eight for the tournament. A lot of work still to do, and one of those teams right there on your heels trying to catch you is Northwest. And I know they lost their non-con game yesterday midweek, but have been playing some really, really good baseball leading into the series.
They've been playing well, and we're aware of the situation. Guys know, you know, we know what we want to accomplish. Getting in the postseason starts that, so that's something that guys could have come out and embrace it and be excited and don't be scared of it. You know, go get it if you want it. So that's where we're at, and that's kind of the plan.
All right, sounds good. Hey, we'll let you go. We got to talk some women's golf here in just a second with Gerald DeBoer, but great job this weekend. Best of luck with the Bearcats starting on Friday night.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Before we let you go, we did have one question about rules. One, the pitch clock in the larger bases in Major League Baseball. You see any of that trickle down? Obviously, the pitch clock is a part of college baseball now. You foresee anything else changing in the college side of things that you're seeing at the levels above?
I mean, the bases we haven't really seen. The pitch clocks definitely come to play in a factor, but, you know, there's just makes you speed up,
yeah.
Which, you know, when you're playing your best baseball, you're working quick anyway. So I'm a fan of it. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. So, but we have seen it. We've got called out last year, first game of the year. We were Herman up and runners in scoring position and a full count. And we got banged on a strike three when we wouldn't be able to swing the bat. So we've seen both sides of it. So
all right. Well, that's certainly a part of the game. Justin, we appreciate it. We'll see you at the ballpark this weekend.
Thank you.
Justin Wickard, coach of the Tigers. Again, 5 o'clock, Pack the Park on Friday. We'll have the game right here on Tiger Radio Mix 103.3. We need to take our final break. We'll talk women's golf. Gerald DeBoer joins us next on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
Hey, Tiger fans, you've probably seen Fort Hays State University license plates on vehicles around town. These official State of Kansas Tiger tags not only show your Tiger pride, but they also support student scholarships. Getting your own Tiger tag is quick, easy, and every tag generates money for student scholarships. Visit fhsualumni.com/drive or contact the alumni office to learn more. Again, that's fhsualumni.com/drive. Go Tigers!
Brungardt Howard CPAs help clients find solutions to their tax, accounting, and business problems. Our experienced accountants want to help you too. We have offices in Hays and Garden City. Our remote capabilities allow us to also serve clients that don't live near our office locations. If you have problems and need solutions, please contact us. Brungardt Howard CPAs. We can help. We do that.
Did you know April is National Stress Awareness Month? Well, I'm well aware of my stress. I'm also aware that when I eat tacos, my stress goes down. On special right now at the Taco Shop, chicken quesadilla, $4.49, pork burrito, $4.09, and the Sanchez is $3.89. Reduce your stress. Order from the Taco Shop. Then you don't have to worry about cooking for supper.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. To the Taco Shop.
There is freedom in movement, and Hays Med Orthopedic Institute helps you regain your best moves. As one of America's top 20 rural hospitals, Hays Med offers the most comprehensive orthopedic care in Western Kansas, complete with quality outcomes and our 4-star patient experience. From joint and spine surgery to sports medicine, rehab therapy, and more, we are here to help you move freely. No need to travel far. Learn more at haysmed.com/orthopedics.
Line drive hit deep to left field. Back goes Monk. It is gone. The second home run of the year for Sebastian Burgos. And just like that, the Tigers have tied it here in the bottom of the fourth. And more of the action from this past weekend, baseball in Northwest Missouri Western. They host Northwest Missouri State. Right now we're talking some women's golf with Gerald DeBoer. We need to remind you, though, that Fort Hays State Athletics invites you to join Tiger fans with a plan. If you're going to be drinking, always designate a sober driver. We do bring in the women's golf coach at Fort Hays State. We're talking about how the spring season flies. You even squeeze an extra tournament in there. It's been kind of a rough start, but really good showings. Obviously, my Morgan Brasser has been playing really well, but the rest of the team, seventh place at the Midwest Spring Intercollegiate in Bolivar, tied for third at the Holiday Inn Express tournament hosted by Missouri Western. You've got a tournament in Springfield hosted by Arkansas Tech coming up. Season flying by, but your gals are playing some pretty good golf right now, it looks like.
Yeah, we really came along. the first two tournaments we did not play nearly like we'd hoped. The last two, like you mentioned, we got seventh at the Midwest Regional. The team played a lot better. We beat a team that actually beat us by 51 shots at our first tournament this spring, and we ended up beating them at the Midwest Spring in a collegiate tournament. So that was good to see. And then the Holiday Inn tournament, to get a third-place finish, I didn't see that possible 3 or 4 weeks ago. But I had three girls in the 70s, which was really, really happy to see that because they've all worked hard. And Shauna shot 77, and then Ella, first time she's ever broke 80 in a high school or collegiate tournament. So that was good for her to shoot 79.
And then obviously Morgan has won a couple of tournaments this spring. Did not have a great fall, but obviously has turned it on. What's changed for her? What's making her play so well right now?
Yeah, the fall, she just – I mean, you look at her results, you think she's doing okay, but for her that was not a good fall. She did not play well. Didn't work hard. She basically got outworked I mean, she's one of the most talented golfers in our region, and she just got outworked. And that's what I told her. I said, you have the talent, but if you don't work, you're going to get beat by people with less talent. And that's what's happened. This spring, though, she came in December and talked to me before she went home for the holidays. And she said, I don't want to regret not working hard, not getting out of this what I should come June. I want to make sure I give it all I got. And she's done that. So, and it showed.
Well, she's won a couple of tournaments, and we were just talking before we went on the air. If she can do well this last tournament and, you know, still may have a shot to get Golfer of the Year again, it's going to be tough, but she's put herself in a position to at least be in the conversation again.
Yeah, and that was one of our goals going into the year, was to repeat as the Player of the Year for the MIAA. After last fall, I didn't think it was a shot, but we set our schedule up so she would have that chance, and we pretty much followed Central Missouri around is what we did. So if she wins this week, she'll have 3 wins, and she'll have a great shot of repeating as Player of the Year.
All right, sounds good. Sorry we've cut you a little bit short here today with everybody else, but we appreciate you joining us. Hopefully she can finish it strong. Your team can continue their good play and make a good, strong finish here down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, I hope she can, and then obviously she's going to make the regionals for the fourth year in a row with no other Fort Hays golfers done that, and also then hopefully on the nationals down in Florida.
That'd be fun. Gerald, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
There you go. Gerald DeBoer, head women's golf coach at Fort Hays State. That's going to wrap up the program, again brought to you today by the Hays Med Orthopedic Institute, Golden Bell Bank of Hays and Ellis, BTI, and the Taco Shop. Again, we'll have Fort Hays State softball tomorrow over on KAYS, our coverage at 140, and then Pack the Park this Friday with Tiger Baseball on the air at 440 right here on Tiger Radio.